Hello, this is Monica Willyard recording from my lovely tree-lined home in Woodstock, Georgia. This is my first podcast. Welcome aboard. I'm glad you're listening. Since this is my first podcast, I've noticed that there are a few highs in this recording. If you are using headphones, you may want to adjust the treble or consider using speakers for this podcast. I know that some people are a little uncomfortable if there are a lot of highs, and I'm still learning how to remove those. If you have any comments or questions about this podcast, you can contact me either by email or on Skype. My email address is plumlipstick@runbox.com. It's plum, like the plum that you eat, P-L-U-M, lipstick, at R-U-N as in Nancy, B as in ball, O-X.com. And my Skype username is Ryami. It's spelled R-H-Y. A, M as in Mary, I, Ryami. Today, I'd like to talk to you about finding information quickly on your computer, specifically with your files and how you store them. This is an issue that, while not obvious, impacts all of us, from busy college students to stay-at-home moms to retired country gentlemen who enjoy smoking a pipe on the porch and listening to Hank Snow records. This is something that impacts us all because it matters in how well we can find information as well as in how quickly we can access it. So I hope to present something today that will make life easier for you so that you can focus on having fun. In the past, I have done a lot of consulting work with organizations as well as with private citizens, and I've found that people have a tendency either to write information in various files scattered all over their hard drive, or they put all of their documents in the My Documents folder. Either way, it takes a while to find what you want. My system stores things so that you can get your hands on them within 2 seconds. That's the whole beauty of it, so that you're not spending time finding things, you're spending time doing the things you enjoy or getting your work done. So I'd like to show you my simple system. It's easy to use. It can work whether you're using Windows, a Mac, Linux, Unix, or any other system that I haven't thought of yet. So, take what you want from this, find a system that works well for you, but I hope this inspires you to set up your system so that you can get things done more quickly. All right, what I've done is I use my D drive for this because of how I have my computer set up. Its drive letter does not matter, so if you do everything on the C drive, no big deal. What I've done is created 3 folders. I named them 1 working, that's the number 1 and the word working, and then 2 reference, number 2 and reference, and 3 archives, number 3 and the word archives. The reason I did this is that Windows generally loads files and folders alphabetically, so this way the folders are at the beginning of the hard drive, especially after a good defrag. That means that your working files can be accessed most quickly. In each of these folders, I have some subfolders. So picture these 3 folders that I've described as drawers in a file cabinet or as sections in a tackle box. These are just general sections, so they categorize things. So what I've done is in each of these folders, I have a few subfolders. So you can picture those as being like file folders in a file cabinet, or if you've got a tackle box, these would be the little compartments that you put things in. I'll show you how I have mine set up. I want you to adapt it. Use it your way. Make something work for you. That's the whole purpose of this podcast. So let's get started.
Alt tab, debugging, D1 working, folder viewless view, encore file folder.
Okay, we're in one working, and the very first folder sounds a little strange with the crystal voice, but it is called Amcor. I work part-time in my dad's business, and so dispatch sheets, expense reports, anything like that that I'm currently working on is saved in this folder. And as we go through the working folder, you'll note that the files that I keep here are things that I'm working on regularly or that I've worked on, say, within the last week or two. So there's not a lot of junk here. There's stuff that I'm actively involved with.
Current book share validations.
Current book share validations. I validate books, which means proofreading for Bookshare. And so the books that I'm in the process of working on go here.
Recordings.
Recordings. Pretty self-evident. If I'm recording a file like this podcast, it goes in recordings.
Reports.
Reports. This is where, if you're in college, you could put your term papers. I put reports here for two classes that I'm taking online. I also put some of the reports that I'm helping my daughter with editing from school.
Web projects.
Web projects. I'm working on writing a couple of small personal websites, as well as a commercial website for my dad's business. So all of the relevant information for that goes in this folder. So there you have it. That's in my one working folder. You may also choose to keep your monthly financial data here, menus that you're doing if you like to cook. Anything that you actively work on goes in the one working folder. Now let's check out reference.
Studio, D2 reference. D2 reference.
There we go. The to reference folder seems at first as if it's out of the way. What do you use it for? Well, it comes in handy in lots of different ways. I use the to reference folder to store information that I need, and when I need it quickly, but it's not something that I use every day. So those little pieces of information that you find yourself looking for, I don't know, once a month, or when the seasons change, or when your kids go back to school, this is the place that you put that information. So let's take a look at what's here.
Not selected HTML. Jaws related.
Whoops.
HTML.
There we go. HTML how-to. This is the folder where I store all of those little snippets of cool HTML, PHP, VBScript code that I find online. Sometimes I'll see an idea that just really grabs me, but I know I don't have time to investigate it, so I'll paste it into a text file, and here is where I put it. Also, I store HTML tutorials in here. I have a guide to style sheets in here as well, so if I need to look up a tag and see exactly how it's supposed to be used, whether it's syntax or style, this is where I go.
JAWS related.
JAWS related. This is where I store scripting ideas, emails about how to do things with JAWS that I find really useful. The JAWS manual is in here, the scripting manual, all of that stuff is in this folder.
Notes.
Notes. This is where you put those miscellaneous things that you know you need to keep for later, but you really don't have a good place to put them. My instructions for cleaning my oven are in here. I think there are probably some directions left in here from my last microwave. Probably should delete those. Anyway, as you can see, this system works when you maintain it. Seriously though, there are lots of things in this directory that are little notes that really there's no other place for. I also use this folder to store articles that I've read on the internet that I think are interesting, that I know I'll want to read again. I found a good idea for streamlining the back-to-school process, the buying clothes, shopping for school supplies, making it a less painful, less excruciating process for moms. So that's the kind of thing that you'll find in my notes folder. You'll also find notes I've taken on various classes and probably some notes in there from some of my Bible study classes that I've been to.
Receipts and registrations.
This is an important one, receipts and registrations. When I register software, I put a copy of my receipt and a copy of the registration. Even if it's an email, I save it to a text file and put it in this folder. This is a very important folder to have. I also, on a regular basis, zip up the contents of this folder and put them on my Runbox storage space so that if my machine ever goes down, you know, those programs that are download only, like Weather Aloud and Text Aloud, I'll have that information so that I can still register my programs again if I have to do a reinstall.
Recipes.
Recipes, again, pretty self-evident. I love to cook. This is where I put recipes that I find from magazines or whatever till I have time to get them imported into my recipe software. And that's what we have for the to reference folder. So last, let's take a look at archives. 3Archives is the name of the folder.
D3Archives. D3Archives. Folder view list view. Amcore file folder.
Okay, you'll notice first of all there's another Amcore file folder. After a couple of weeks when all of our dispatch sheets and invoices have been sent out and billed, I move all of the old dispatch sheets over to this folder. That way I still have them if I need them, but they're not cluttering up my active work.
Bookshare submissions.
Bookshare submissions. When I scan a book and get ready to submit it to Bookshare, I put a copy of the file in here. That helps me keep track of which books I've sent them, and also if something happens to the upload, I can quickly send it again if I need to.
Charlotte's Papers.
Charlotte's Papers. Charlotte is the light of my life. She's my daughter. She's 13 and in 8th grade. Getting ready to go into 8th grade, and she plays basketball. And yes, I'm bragging. I'm a proud mama. Anyhow, Charlotte's Papers is where I put all of her completed papers. When she types a report for school on my machine and she turns it in, I keep a copy here. That way, if we ever need a hard copy of it again, it's there. Also, I guess there's some sentimental value here, too. Anyway, she's a creative kid, and I love to read some of her stories.
Completed validations.
Completed validations. These are books for Bookshare that I've finished proofreading and have validated for approval on the Bookshare system. I put them all here, along with a copy of the original unedited file, just in case I ever need them.
Letters.
Letters. This is where I put, obviously, letters. Letters that I've gotten, that I've scanned, letters that I've written that I want to keep a copy of. They just stay here, and that way, if I need them, I've got them.
Podcasts.
Podcasts. When I listen to a podcast that's got some really good information, or it's just hilariously funny, I know I'll want to hear it again. It goes in this folder.
Programs I use.
Programs I use. This, I think, is the most important part of my archive system. When I install a copy of software that I'm using, that I like, and that is stable, I put the installer in this folder. So, if a new Winamp comes out, I try the new Winamp, I don't like it, I've got my old version right where it should be, where I can roll back to it. I've got the latest version of Skype that I'm using in here, so that, you know, if I try a new beta or something and it doesn't work, again, it's easy to roll back. I also have the downloads of all of my download-only registered shareware in here. It also makes it very handy, very easy, if someone asks if you have a program that can do a certain function, you know right where to find your copy of it. Can attach it to an email, send it over Skype. Just makes life a lot easier.
Saved emails.
Saved emails. This is a place where I save the emails that are personal to me or special to me. Occasionally a joke, but usually something that's just personal between me and a friend or something of that nature.
Writing.
Writing. I enjoy writing short stories, articles. I have part of a mystery novel written, and this is where all of my writing stays when I'm not working on it. So there you have it. That's kind of a rundown of how I keep my folders. You may find that you have different needs. You may like to put your music files in a folder like this. You may want to make a file called For Music, and that's where all of your music is, close to the beginning of the drive. So it's totally up to you, something that should be flexible, that lives and does what you need it to do. Some people find that they do a lot of programming, so they have, you know, a folder for code and for their compiled scripts and programs. So you really have to make it something that will work for you. That's the most important part. There's one other important component of my organization system, and I'll show you that real quickly here.
Alt F4, D to reference.
But first, I'm closing Windows.
D1 working. Full.
There we
Alt
go.
F4, studio, recorder document 2.
Okay. We need to have a hotkey for each of our directories. I personally prefer to use Control-Shift-1, Control-Shift-2, and Control-Shift-3 to get at the main folder groups, because that makes it very quick. I'm going to show you how to make a shortcut, just in case it's something you haven't done before. So,
Windows M, desktop.
We need to go to my computer.
M, Microsoft Word, M, MP3 tag, M, my documents, M, my computer.
There we go.
Enter. My computer.
Okay, we're in the My Computer window. We're going to hit Tab one time to get into the go-to area.
My computer. Address edit combo. My computer.
I guess they call that the address bar. Anyhow, I'm going to type D:\, because that's the drive where all of my folders are located.
D:\. Enter. D.
All right. There we are. Now, the first thing we're going to do is highlight the one working file. We did that by hitting down arrow. Now I'm going to press the Applications key. On most computers, the application key is located between, it's on the right of the space bar between the Windows key and the Control key. So on the when you're at the space bar, the key to the right is Alt and then Windows, and after that is your Applications key. So I'm going to press that.
Applications. Menu. One working.
There we are. Now, I am going to press the letter N, as in Nancy, for the Send To section.
And Send To submenu. And
all right. Now I'm going to hit my left. There we go. All right. Now I'm going to hit my down arrow until I hear Send To Desktop.
Desktop Create Shortcut. D.
All right. There we are. Desktop Create Shortcut. So now I'll press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Folder viewless view. One working file folder.
All right. Now let's do a Windows D to get to our desktop.
Windows D. Let's view my computer.
Now, because I've got some other things on the desktop, this will take a minute, but normally what you would see on your desktop is if you hit the letter S, you'll hear Shortcut 2, and that's where you'll know where your shortcut is. So
S, Studio, S, Say Magic, S, Skype, S, Smart Butler, S, Stellar Music. S, Shortcut to One Working.
There we are. Shortcut to One Working. Well, you don't want all of your shortcuts to have a dorky name like Shortcut to One Working, because That's not very descriptive, is it? So, I pressed F2 on the shortcut and Control Home. And we're going to delete the words shortcut to by selecting them and deleting them. So now our shortcut is called
Edit One Working.
Very good. Hit the Enter key.
Enter. List View One Working. 40 of 40.
Excellent. Now, we're on our One Working shortcut. We're going to hit Alt Enter. That takes you to the properties of this.
Alt Enter. One Working Properties Dialog. Shortcut Page. Target Edit. D1 Working.
Okay, that's the target. What we need to do is hit the Tab key.
Tab. Start and edit. Tab. Shortcut key. Hotkey. None.
Okay, now as you can see, this shortcut has no hotkey. This would be the place where you would enter the hotkey that you want to use for this. So if you want to use Control-Shift-1, this is where you'd hit Control-Shift-1. And then you tab over to the OK button and hit Enter. Since I already have shortcuts set up for these, I'm not going to actually make the shortcut because it's already done. So I'm going to hit the Escape key.
Escape.
Well.
Tab.
All right.
Blank. No window is active.
And then Windows D to get
Windows
our desktop
D.
back.
Let's do one working. 40 of 40.
Very good. All right, now I'll just show you if I press Control-Shift-1, it's going to pop open the one working file.
Control-Shift-1, D1 working, folder view list view, not selected AMCOR file folder.
And it makes it very simple also if you're going to save files like from Word or Excel. It's very simple to get to these folders because when you're going over in the dialog box to go through your list of directories, the one working directory is at the top. You can also hit the number 1 to get to it. So it makes working with files and folders very easy. I hope this has been helpful to you. If you have any comments, questions, or ideas for other podcasts you'd like to see, you can contact me at Plum Lipstick. It's P as in Paul, L, U, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, T, I, C, K, at Runbox. It's R as in Ralph, U, N, as in Nancy, B as in Bowl, OX.com. You can also reach me on Skype. My Skype username is Ryami. It's spelled R-H-Y-A-M as in Mary, I. So it's R-H-Y-A-M-I. I'd be happy to hear from you, and I'd like some feedback. What do you think could be done to make this a better working system? You know, I've found that a lot of times when we bounce ideas off each other, we come up with something that's better than each of the parts individually, so I would like to hear from you. Finally, I'd like to thank a couple of my friends for helping me to get started. I'd like to thank Shane and Sean and Chris. They know who they are. They helped me overcome my shyness, figure out how to record, and a little bit about how to edit. Any mistakes in this podcast are purely my own, though. Thank you for sharing your time with me.